Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Survey, and we should like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including a print, radio, internet, or television? Can you be so kind? Share your opinion?
No.
Nobody
no,
works?
No
okay.
one.
And are you registered to vote in Washington? Yes or no?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely.
What are the chances? Definitely.
Definitely.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me, ma'am. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
64.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, a white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American?
Do you have mixed?
Yes, I do. I do. I have been mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, or not including?
Not including.
Not including, okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I think I'm independent.
Independent. And then you leaned, okay, sorry. Now, thinking about that direction, the country's headed
in. I'm going to vote Democratic.
No, I understand, but you consider yourself independent, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Democratic.
I understand. You lean towards the Democrat. Now, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed? How do you feel?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh, that's just too much of an oversimplification. I can't answer that.
No, I understand. You have strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved, if you have to pick one.
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Thank you, ma'am. I know it's more complicated than that, but thank you for sharing your opinion. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Klusenkamp Perez is handling her job as a congresswoman? Same thing.
Yeah,
strongly,
like
approved. Strongly approved
I
or somewhat approved?
Yeah.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Yeah. No, I
strongly.
Like her.
Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? I'm going to read a list, and you can select up to two of them, okay, ma'am? Now, the first one is fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating as threats to our democracy, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K-12 education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and protecting the environment, or border security. If you have to pick two that you think you're Congress.
Well, climate change is important to me.
Mm-hmm, okay.
You don't have voting rights there?
Well, that would be protecting, combating threats to our democracy. That would include
there,
the voting rights.
That one? That one.
Good. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel, and if you have no opinion or never heard the person or organization, please say so. The first one is Donald Trump, from 0 to 100. What number?
0.
And Dave, the name is Ray, Reichert.
Who?
Dave, Reichert. I believe that's Reichert.
I barely know who that is.
So you heard of him, but you had no opinion? Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Joe Kent, from 0 to 100?
I've heard of him. I don't like him, so 0.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
50.
Okay. And Mary Glossenkamp Perez, from 0 to 100. The congresswoman.
We'll give her a 90.
A 90? Okay. And how about Bob Ferguson, from 0 to 100?
I know the name, but I don't know who he is.
So you heard of him, but you have no opinion, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And Republicans in Congress as a whole, from 0 to 100?
3.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress? What number?
50.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate your patience, ma'am. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? I know you already answered that question, but I'm required to read verbatim. So who would you vote?
Biden.
Okay. And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Marie Glossenkamp Perez.
Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, but what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair change that you might support Kent? A small change,
no.
Very slight change, or no change at all that you might support him? Thank you. And now I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. Now, for each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you personally on the scale from 0 to 10. 0, if you don't think it is an important at all. A 5, if you think it's somewhat important. And a 10, if you think it's extremely important quality or attribute in your Congress or your member of Congress. Okay, you may use any number from between 0 to 10. The first one is a leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it. What number from 0 to 10? How important that is. Hello, ma'am?
6.
Okay. And there is no right or wrong answers, ma'am. Now, how about the attribute of to someone you can trust? How important that is to you, from 0 to 10?
7.
Okay. And a leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms. What number?
8.
And someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose, from 0 to 10?
8.
And a fighter for the working class. What number?
10.
Thank you. Now, to wrap this up, I will go into each of your statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Mary Glossenkamp Perez. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Glossenkamp Perez for Congress. A 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Now, Marie Glossenkamp Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce through the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. Now, how convincing is that statement for you to support her? 0 is not at all convincing, 5 somewhat convincing, and 10 very convincing. From 0 to 10.
10, my understanding is everything you just said is true.
Okay. And Maria Glossenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district. And she doesn't play partisan political games. And Marie has broken with the Democratic Party and several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party lines, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, Such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than a party? How convincing is that for 0 to 10?
10.
And in February 2020, Marie Clausen Camp Perez miscarried a 16-week pregnancy. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion. And Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that she could see, that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk to a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes that women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement?
10.
Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you once again, if the election for Congress on the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Democrat, Mary Adelson Camp Perez, or Republican Joe Kemp?
Camp.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a few statements about some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will talk with you about Mr. Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates, but can you please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, if 5 means it gives you some doubts, and a 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. It's only 2. Here's the first one. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections. He doesn't agree with, and he wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has an ally with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jane Inslee lost the governor's race, and Lauren Cole is governor. Now, Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are the threats to voting rights and to free and fair elections. From 0 to 10, 10 is serious doubts. 5 is some doubts, and 0, no doubts at all,
and
supporting
serious
him.
Doubts?
Yes.
The things you told me give me serious doubt?
And supporting him. On supporting him. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't support him.
So that would be a number 10?
I think so.
Okay, no, yeah, 0 means you have no doubts. After I read that, you have no doubts to support him. 5 means that you have some doubts on supporting him for Congress. And 10 means some serious doubts. So what number?
Yeah, 10.
Now, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges on working people, now on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is a Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge, because he said that would make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote. And that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? Now, we need representatives in Congress who will deliver it for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. For 0 to 10. Serious doubts is 10. 10. Okay, thank you. Now, to finish this up, after hearing about Joe Kent, would you say that you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less.
Much less or somewhat less?
Well, I really didn't like him before, so I don't know if you can go less.
Okay, much less? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, just given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress after hearing everything that I just read to you? If you can mention one or two things that is the most convincing reason not to support him?
He doesn't support voting rights. He doesn't support women's rights. Basically,
okay.
Doesn't support people's rights.
the voting rights and the issue of abortion rights, okay? Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on, just to finish this up, the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, what's the last year of a schooling that you had completed? High school graduate, some college, college graduate, but not a degree, postgraduate or master?
College graduate.
Thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Married.
Okay. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household, yes or no? And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think I'm moderate.
Thank you. And how often did you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever? Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. This concludes the survey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.